Sadness and distress are inherent aspects of the human experience, touching each of us at various points in our lives. They manifest in different forms, whether it's the devastation of losing a cherished home to a natural disaster, the heartache of betrayal by a close friend, or the profound grief of losing a loved one to illness. As the ancients wisely noted, no one is immune to the trials of sadness and pain. They are universal threads woven into the fabric of human existence. Yet, amidst the tumult of these emotions lies a profound truth. They serve as messengers, carrying potent insights about our innermost selves. They reflect our capacity for empathy, our resilience in the face of adversity, and our deep connections to the world around us. Emotional states, however tumultuous, are a testament to our vitality, a reminder that we are alive, feeling, and reacting beings. However, there comes a point when distress can morph from a passing storm into a relentless tempest, threatening to engulf us in its wake. In these moments, we may find ourselves teetering on the precipice of despair, grappling with feelings of helplessness and inadequacy. It's during these times of trial that the wisdom of Stoic philosophy shines brightly, offering a beacon of hope amidst the darkness. Epictetus, the renowned Stoic philosopher, imparts a powerful directive: act as if nothing bothers you. This seemingly simple command holds profound implications, inviting us to cultivate a sense of inner strength and autonomy in the face of adversity. It's a call to arms against the relentless onslaught of negative emotions, empowering us to rise above the tumult and reclaim control over our lives. On our journey to find peace and mental fortitude, we embark on an exploration of 17 principles inspired by Epictetus. These timeless teachings offer invaluable insights into the power of Stoic philosophy and its practical applications in daily life. Each principle serves as a guiding light, illuminating the path toward greater self-awareness, resilience, and inner peace. So, as we delve deeper into the teachings of Stoicism, let us heed the wisdom of Epictetus and embrace the power of autonomy in the face of adversity. Within these principles lies the key to unlocking profound insights and transforming our lives for the better. Principle 1. Bet on simplicity. Living a life of simplicity and frugality may seem like a paradox in a world where luxury and excess abound. However, the wisdom behind this choice is far more profound and rational than it may initially appear. In the fast-paced chaos of modern existence, embracing simplicity offers a pathway to liberation from unnecessary worries and a gateway to genuine happiness and freedom. It's a journey of rediscovery, where seemingly modest aspects of life wield the power to shape our existence in profound ways. Simplicity teaches us that true contentment does not reside in the pursuit of opulence or novelty. Instead, it blossoms in the quiet moments of everyday life. A heartfelt conversation with friends, a shared meal with family, or the solitary bliss of losing oneself in the pages of a beloved book. In these simple joys, we unearth a reservoir of peace and fulfillment that material possessions can never hope to replicate. They anchor us in the present moment, reminding us of life's inherent beauty and richness. Embracing simplicity empowers us to shed the shackles of consumerism and materialism, fostering a sense of confidence and independence in our chosen path. It encourages us to invest our time and energy in nurturing meaningful relationships and pursuing activities that enrich our lives on a deeper level. By stripping away the extraneous clutter of excess, we unveil the core essence of our existence, allowing us to cultivate a more authentic and purposeful way of living. Moreover, simplicity serves as a powerful catalyst for self-reflection and introspection, prompting us to reevaluate our priorities and discern what truly matters in life. As we declutter our external surroundings, we simultaneously embark on a journey of inner exploration. uncovering our values, passions, and aspirations. In the absence of distractions, we gain clarity of purpose, enabling us to focus our efforts on endeavors that align with our truest selves. Contrary to popular belief, simplicity is not synonymous with deprivation or asceticism. Instead, it represents a conscious choice, a deliberate embrace of a lifestyle that prioritizes quality over quantity, depth over superficiality. It is an invitation to savor each moment, to revel in the beauty of simplicity, and to cultivate an attitude of gratitude for the abundance that surrounds us. In a world characterized by incessant noise and ceaseless distraction, simplicity emerges as tranquility and serenity. It offers respite from the relentless pursuit of more, inviting us to slow down, breathe, and fully immerse ourselves in the richness of the present moment. By embracing simplicity, we free ourselves from the burden of excess, liberating space for what truly matters: connection, authenticity, and inner peace. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, let us heed the wisdom of simplicity and tread lightly upon the earth. Let us cultivate a mindset of mindfulness and gratitude, cherishing the simple pleasures that adorn our daily lives. It is in these moments of quietude and simplicity that we discover the true essence of happiness, a contentment that transcends the material and resonates deep within the soul. Principle 2. Prepare to fail to progress. Failure is a specter that looms over every human endeavor, casting a shadow of fear and uncertainty. It's the proverbial an elephant in the room, the unwelcome guest at life's banquet. Yet, in the realm of Stoic philosophy, failure is not viewed as a final destination, but rather as a necessary waypoint on the path to success. Enter negative visualization, a potent technique employed by the Stoics to confront their deepest fears and anxieties head on. By mentally rehearsing worst-case scenarios and envisioning the loss of cherished possessions, relationships, or status, individuals can cultivate a profound sense of gratitude for the present moment and fortify themselves against the inevitable trials and tribulations of life. In the crucible of failure, the seeds of wisdom and resilience find fertile ground to take root and flourish. Rather than viewing setbacks as insurmountable obstacles, Stoicism encourages us to perceive them as stepping stones toward personal growth and self-discovery. Each stumble becomes an opportunity for introspection, a chance to refine our character and deepen our resolve. But embracing failure requires more than mere acceptance. It demands a proactive commitment to learning and growth. Instead of recoiling in fear, we must approach failure with an open mind and a willingness to extract valuable lessons from our experiences. Failure, in essence, becomes not a deterrent, but a catalyst for progress, a springboard from which we can launch ourselves toward greater heights of achievement. However, it's important to note that Stoicism does not advocate seeking out failure for its own sake. Rather, it encourages us to adopt a mindset of preparedness, a readiness to confront adversity with courage and resilience when it inevitably arises. By acknowledging the possibility of failure and mentally preparing for it, we empower ourselves to face life's challenges with equanimity and grace. Moreover, the fear of failure often stems not from an inability to overcome obstacles, but from a reluctance to confront them head-on. Stoicism teaches us to confront our fears directly, to stare them down with unwavering resolve, and to emerge stronger and more resilient on the other side. In essence, preparing for failure is tantamount to preparing for progress. It's about recognizing that setbacks are an inherent part of the journey toward excellence and embracing them as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Instead of allowing failure to define us, we can choose to redefine it as a temporary setback, a mere detour on the road to success. So, the next time you find yourself facing failure, remember that it's not the end of the road, but merely a bend in the path. Approach it with courage, humility, and a willingness to learn, and you'll find that failure is not something to be feared, but rather embraced as an essential aspect of the human experience. Principle 3. Your reactions forge your destiny. Epictetus, the renowned Stoic philosopher, left us with a timeless reminder. Our reactions to life's challenges shape our destiny. In a world where chaos reigns and uncertainty abounds, this fundamental truth serves as a guiding light, a beacon of hope amidst the storm. Consider for a moment the scenario of a business person facing failure in a project. In that pivotal moment, they are presented with a choice: succumb to despair and resignation, or embrace failure as an opportunity for growth and learning. The path they choose will not only determine their immediate response, but also set the course for their future endeavors. Opting for the latter, they embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes, they approach failure with a spirit of curiosity and resilience, eager to glean valuable insights from the experience. Through introspection and analysis, they uncover hidden lessons about business strategy, management techniques, and problem-solving methodologies. Armed with newfound knowledge and perspective, they set out to chart a new course, one guided by wisdom and informed by past failures. With each setback, they grow stronger and more adept, honing their skills and refining their approach. Failure becomes not a roadblock, but a stepping stone, a necessary precursor to success. Moreover, this positive and proactive response to failure yields far-reaching benefits beyond mere business acumen. It fosters a mindset of optimism and resilience, instilling the belief that no obstacle is insurmountable and no setback permanent. Armed with this newfound sense of empowerment, they navigate life's challenges with grace and determination, confident in their ability to overcome whatever hurdles may arise. Indeed, failure is not the end of the road, but merely a detour, a temporary setback on the journey toward success. By choosing to react with courage and conviction, we harness the power of adversity to propel us forward, transforming setbacks into opportunities and obstacles into stepping stones. Principle 3 serves as a poignant reminder of this inner power, the power to choose our reactions in the face of adversity. It reminds us that while we may not always control what happens to us, we always retain agency over how we respond. Each reaction, no matter how small, is a step on the path to shaping our destiny, a testament to our resilience and determination. In essence, Principle 3 is not just a philosophical concept, but a practical guide to living a meaningful and fulfilling life. It teaches us that failure is not something to be feared, but embraced as an essential part of the human experience. By reframing our perspective and approaching challenges with a spirit of optimism and resilience, we can transform even the darkest moments into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. So, the next time you find yourself faced with failure or adversity, remember the words of Epictetus: your reaction shapes your destiny. Embrace failure as a teacher, not a tormentor, and let it guide you toward a brighter and more prosperous future. After all, it's not the challenges we face that define us, but how we choose to respond to them. Principle 4. Control of your life. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, likened our inner faculties to keys, each capable of unlocking either joy or turmoil within us. When confronted with criticism or setbacks, it's easy to allow negative emotions to overwhelm us. However, Epictetus offers us a different perspective, one of resilience and inner strength. Imagine a scenario where you face criticism from colleagues over a failed project. Instead of letting these criticisms dictate your mood or derail your progress, take a step back and reflect on Epictetus's wisdom. See criticism not as a personal attack, but as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. By embracing feedback from others, you can glean valuable insights that will help you enhance your work performance and professional development. Moreover, by maintaining a sense of inner peace and control amidst external challenges, you demonstrate your mastery over your own life. Instead of allowing the judgments or expectations of others to dictate your path, focus on building inner strength through self-control, self-improvement, and continuous learning. When you recognize that you have the power to shape your own destiny, you become unstoppable. No obstacle or criticism can deter you from pursuing your goals and achieving true happiness and success. By taking control of your life in this way, you affirm your autonomy and resilience in the face of adversity. So, the next time you encounter criticism or face challenges in your life, remember Epictetus's words. Embrace them as opportunities for growth and self-discovery, and let them inspire you to take control of your own destiny. Principle 5. Do not hate those who hate you. Life is a tapestry woven with contrasting threads. Where there is light, there is shadow. Where there is joy, there is sorrow. Where there is love, there is hate. In navigating this intricate mosaic of existence, we are inevitably confronted with the challenge of balancing these opposing forces. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, offers us invaluable guidance on how to navigate this delicate equilibrium. Do not hate those who hate you. At first glance, this principle may seem paradoxical. Why refrain from responding to hatred with hatred? However, upon deeper reflection, we uncover its profound wisdom. Choosing not to retaliate with hatred is not an act of weakness or capitulation. Rather, it is a demonstration of inner strength and profound self-control. By refusing to be consumed by the flames of animosity, we rise above the fray, transcending the petty conflicts that threaten to engulf us. In practicing this principle, we expand our hearts to embrace the power of tolerance and compassion. Instead of allowing hatred to fester within us, poisoning our thoughts and emotions, we choose to respond with empathy and understanding. This does not mean that we condone or ignore the actions of those who harbor animosity toward us. Rather, it means that we refuse to allow their negativity to define our own responses. By maintaining composure in the face of adversity, we not only safeguard our own well-being, but also create a space for healing and reconciliation. When we choose to respond to hatred with love, we break the cycle of resentment and animosity, paving the way for mutual understanding and forgiveness. In doing so, we become agents of peace and harmony, contributing to the greater good of humanity. Furthermore, this principle reminds us that true happiness and peace are not external pursuits, but internal states of being. Rather than seeking validation or vindication from external sources, we find fulfillment in the way we choose to respond to the world around us. When we refuse to harbor grudges or seek revenge, we liberate ourselves from the shackles of negativity, opening ourselves up to a world of boundless possibilities. Indeed, by choosing love over hate, we not only free ourselves from the burden of resentment, but also cultivate a deeper appreciation for the richness and complexity of life. In embracing the inherent diversity of human experience, we discover the beauty of empathy and the transformative power of forgiveness. Ultimately, this principle challenges us to rise above our baser instincts and embrace the nobler aspects of our humanity. It invites us to transcend the limitations of ego and self-interest and to recognize the inherent dignity and worth of every individual, regardless of their actions or beliefs. In conclusion, Epictetus's admonition to not hate those who hate you serves as a powerful reminder of the transformative power of love and compassion. By choosing to respond to hatred with empathy and understanding, we not only cultivate inner peace and resilience, but also contribute to the creation of a more compassionate and harmonious world. Let us, therefore, heed this timeless wisdom and strive to live lives guided by love, tolerance, and forgiveness. Principle 6. Incorporate humility into your life. Integrating humility into your life isn't about shouldering a burden, but rather experiencing a profound liberation. It's akin to shedding the heavy cloak of personal ego, allowing yourself to move through the world lightly and freely. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, possessed a profound understanding of the vastness of the universe and our humble position within it. He recognized that our knowledge is limited, our achievements transient, and our control often illusory. By embracing humility, you align yourself with a fundamental tenet of Stoicism, focusing on what lies within your control. You have the power to dictate how you treat others, how you respond to life's challenges, and how you contribute to the world. Adopting a humble approach enables you to concentrate on these aspects with clarity and purpose, unencumbered by the distractions of ego-driven competition or self-aggrandizement. It's important to understand that humility does not equate to undervaluing yourself. Instead, it involves refraining from consistently placing yourself at the forefront of every situation. Humility serves as a vital tool for personal growth, encouraging you to approach every experience with a gracious attitude and a willingness to learn. It fosters an environment of goodwill and understanding, both towards yourself and others. In essence, humility invites you to step back from the spotlight and embrace a more balanced perspective. It allows you to acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses with equanimity, recognizing that true wisdom lies in understanding the limits of your knowledge and abilities. Rather than seeking validation or praise from external sources, you find fulfillment in the simple act of contributing positively to the world around you. By leaving behind the trappings of arrogance and self-importance, you open yourself up to a deeper sense of connection and purpose. Humility enables you to forge meaningful relationships based on mutual respect and understanding, rather than dominance or superiority. It fosters a sense of empathy and compassion, allowing you to see beyond your own needs and desires to the experiences of others. So, if you're ready to embrace humility in your life, take a moment to reflect on its profound significance. Consider how you can integrate this principle into your daily interactions and decisions, approaching each situation with an open heart and a humble spirit. By doing so, you'll not only enrich your own life, but also contribute to the creation of a more compassionate and harmonious world. Principle 7. Friendship is above wealth. In a world often preoccupied with the accumulation of material possessions, it's easy to overlook the true source of wealth, sincere relationships. Unlike material riches, which can come and go with the tides of fortune, friendship offers a sanctuary of support, understanding, and mutual respect that remains unwavering amidst life's uncertainties. It is within the shared moments, laughter and tears with friends, that we discover the richness and purposefulness of life. The bonds of friendship serve as a sturdy foundation upon which we build our lives. They provide us with strength and resilience, empowering us to confront life's myriad challenges with courage and grace. When we find ourselves facing adversity, it is the unwavering support of our friends that sustains us, offering solace and encouragement in times of need. Through the lens of friendship, we come to understand that true contentment does not reside in the accumulation of possessions, but in the quality of our relationships. Prioritizing friendship over material wealth leads us down a path of greater depth and fulfillment. We begin to recognize that the true treasures of life are not measured in monetary terms, but in the love, companionship, and camaraderie we share with others. In the warmth of genuine friendship, we discover a wealth that transcends the boundaries of wealth and status, enriching our lives in ways that money cannot buy. Cultivating and nurturing our relationships becomes paramount when we embrace the principle that the quality of our connections defines our true wealth. We invest time, effort, and care into fostering meaningful connections with those who enrich our lives, recognizing that these bonds are the true currency of happiness and fulfillment. Whether through simple acts of kindness, heartfelt conversations, or shared experiences, we deepen our bonds of friendship and create lasting memories that sustain us through life's highs and lows. Friendship teaches us valuable lessons about empathy, compassion, and the importance of human connection. It reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles and triumphs, but a part of a larger tapestry of shared experiences and emotions. Through the lens of friendship, we learn to celebrate the diversity of human experience and embrace the beauty of genuine connection. As we reflect on the true nature of wealth, let us not be blinded by the allure of material possessions, but instead, let us cherish and celebrate the richness of our relationships. Let us invest our time and energy into cultivating meaningful connections with others, recognizing that true wealth lies not in what we have, but in whom we share our lives with. By prioritizing friendship and nurturing our relationships, we embark on a journey of profound fulfillment and joy, embracing the true abundance that life has to offer. Principle 8. Always fulfill your duty. In the quiet hours of the night, while the rest of the world slumbers, a different scene unfolds within the hospital's walls. Here, amidst the hushed corridors and dimly lit rooms, doctors stand as unwavering sentinels, tirelessly attending to the needs of their patients' bedsides. Despite the weight of extreme physical exhaustion bearing down upon them, their passion and sense of responsibility towards their profession propel them forward, urging them to continue their vital work. This steadfast dedication to duty not only reflects a tireless commitment to their patients, but also embodies a profound philosophical principle rooted in Stoic philosophy. It speaks to the essence of fulfilling one's duties, regardless of the circumstances or personal sacrifices involved. While the specific duties of individuals may vary based on their roles within the family, workplace, or broader society, the underlying principle remains constant: to act not only for personal gain, but also for the greater good. Epictetus underscored the importance of this balance between personal freedom and social responsibility, a balance he regarded as fundamental to a happy and meaningful life. He recognized that true fulfillment comes not from self-serving pursuits, but from the fulfillment of our obligations to others and the world around us. When we fulfill our duties, we not only contribute to the well-being of society, but also cultivate a profound sense of self-worth and honor. Indeed, the act of fulfilling one's duties becomes more than just a task. It becomes a source of motivation and purpose, propelling us forward on our journey of personal and collective growth. In fulfilling our duties, we become active participants in the continuous process of development and improvement, contributing to the advancement of society and the betterment of humanity as a whole. Within every duty lies an opportunity for us to demonstrate our best qualities, to showcase our integrity, compassion, and resilience. It is through the fulfillment of our duties that we affirm our commitment to the common good and reaffirm our place within the interconnected fabric of society. Each act of service, no matter how small, serves to strengthen the bonds that unite us and enrich the lives of those around us. But fulfilling our duties is not without its challenges. It requires courage, discipline, and unwavering resolve, especially in adversity or hardship. Yet it is precisely in these moments of challenge that the true measure of our character is revealed. It is in these moments that we have the opportunity to demonstrate our resilience, our resourcefulness, and our capacity for growth. In the demanding world of healthcare, where the stakes are high and the pressures immense, the fulfillment of duty takes on a heightened significance. For doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals, the responsibilities they bear are not merely obligations, but sacred trusts. Trusts placed in their hands by those in need of care and compassion. In the tireless dedication of these healthcare heroes, we witness the embodiment of Principle 8 in its purest form, a steadfast commitment to duty, driven by a deep sense of purpose and a profound reverence for life. As we reflect on the importance of fulfilling our duties, let us remember that each action we take has the power to shape the world around us. Let us strive to act with integrity, compassion, and courage, knowing that in fulfilling our duties, we contribute to the collective progress of society and pave the way for a brighter, more compassionate future. And let us honor the tireless dedication of those who selflessly devote themselves to the service of others, for they exemplify the true essence of Stoic philosophy and the timeless wisdom of Principle 8. Principle 9. Remember, you will die. Death, the inevitable conclusion to our journey through life, often evokes fear and apprehension in many of us. It looms on the horizon, casting a shadow over our existence and reminding us of our mortality and the impermanence of all things. Yet, amidst the darkness that surrounds the concept of death, there lies an opportunity for awakening, a profound realization that transforms our perception and understanding of life itself. Imagine, if you will, the scenario presented earlier, a scenario where the culmination of a lifetime's efforts is suddenly wiped away by the cruel hand of fate. Your dream home, meticulously built with love and dedication, is reduced to rubble in an instant, leaving behind only memories of what once was. In the face of such devastation, it's natural to feel heartache and despair. Yet, it is through this experience that we come to understand the true essence of life. For in the aftermath of loss and destruction, we are reminded that the most precious things in life are not material possessions, but intangible treasures, memories, love, and connections with loved ones. These are the true riches that enrich our lives and give meaning to our existence. It is in the embrace of loved ones, the laughter shared with friends, and the moments of genuine connection that we find true fulfillment and joy. Moreover, the experience of loss serves as a poignant reminder of the transient nature of life. It underscores the importance of living each day with gratitude, passion, and purpose, knowing that nothing is permanent and every moment is precious. Instead of allowing the fear of death to paralyze us, we are encouraged to embrace life fully, to express love, pursue our passions, and contribute to the world in meaningful ways. In contemplating death, we are confronted with the reality of our own mortality, a reality that can be unsettling and uncomfortable. Yet it is precisely in facing this fear head-on that we find liberation. For in acknowledging the inevitability of death, we are freed from the shackles of fear and uncertainty. We are empowered to live authentically, guided by our values and aspirations, rather than being driven by fear of the unknown. Death, then, becomes not an end, but a beginning, a catalyst for transformation and growth. It prompts us to live with greater awareness and intention, cherishing each moment and embracing the fullness of life. It reminds us that our time on this earth is finite, and that we have a choice in how we choose to spend it. So, are you afraid of facing death? It's a question that elicits a range of emotions and responses. For some, the prospect of death may evoke fear and anxiety, while for others it may inspire a sense of acceptance and peace. Regardless of our individual feelings towards death, what matters is how we choose to live our lives in the face of it. Death, after all, is not the end of our story, but a chapter in the greater narrative of existence. It is a reminder to live with purpose, passion, and gratitude, knowing that our time on this earth is limited. So, let us embrace each day as a gift, cherishing the moments we share with loved ones and pursuing our dreams with courage and conviction. In the end, it is not the fear of death that defines us, but the way we choose to live in its shadow. Principle 10. Always extract the lessons from things. Betrayal is a profound wound, one that cuts deep into the fabric of trust and shatters the foundations of our relationships. Imagine the shock and disbelief that wash over you as you realize that someone you consider a best friend has betrayed your trust. At that moment, a whirlwind of emotions may engulf you: anger, sadness, confusion, and perhaps even a sense of betrayal towards yourself for having placed your trust in the wrong person. However, amidst the turmoil and heartache, there lies an opportunity for profound growth and transformation. Betrayal, while undoubtedly painful, can also serve as a catalyst for self-reflection, learning, and resilience. It is in the crucible of betrayal that we are forced to confront our deepest fears, insecurities, and vulnerabilities, and emerge stronger and wiser on the other side. The journey of healing begins with acknowledging the pain and betrayal, allowing yourself to feel and process the myriad of emotions that accompany such a betrayal. It's essential not to suppress or deny these feelings, but to confront them head on, acknowledging their presence and allowing yourself the space to grieve and heal. From this place of vulnerability and honesty, you can begin to ask yourself the crucial question: what can I learn from this? This simple yet powerful inquiry opens the door to profound self-discovery and growth. It prompts you to reflect on the dynamics of the relationship, the warning signs you may have missaid, and the boundaries you need to establish to protect yourself in the future. Through this process of introspection, you may come to recognize the value of self-confidence, the importance of trusting your instincts and intuition, even in the face of uncertainty. You may learn the vital lesson of setting healthy boundaries in relationships and understanding that your worth is not dependent on the approval or validation of others. Moreover, betrayal offers an opportunity to cultivate resilience and forgiveness, the ability to rise above the pain and bitterness and find compassion and understanding for yourself and others. It's a testament to the strength of the human spirit, the capacity to overcome adversity and emerge stronger and more resilient than before. In embracing betrayal as a teacher rather than an enemy, you not only transcend the pain and suffering, but also tap into a wellspring of personal and spiritual growth. Each experience of betrayal becomes a stepping stone on the path to self-discovery and empowerment, a reminder of your inherent worth and resilience in the face of adversity. Ultimately, it's not the betrayal itself that defines us, but how we choose to respond to it. Will we allow ourselves to be consumed by bitterness and resentment? Or will we rise above the pain and find meaning and purpose in the experience? The choice is ours to make, and it's in these moments of challenge and adversity that our true strength and resilience are revealed. So, let us embrace betrayal as a teacher and guide, knowing that through every trial and tribulation, we have the opportunity to emerge stronger, wiser, and more compassionate than before. Principle 11. Be aware of the dangers of fortune. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, offers us a profound insight into the nature of true wealth and happiness, an understanding that transcends the ephemeral allure of material possessions and external accolades. In a world enamored with the pursuit of luck and fortune, Epictetus invites us to shift our focus inward, to cultivate a sense of inner contentment and peace that is independent of external circumstances. In our society, wealth and success are often equated with the accumulation of material possessions and external achievements. We measure our worth by the size of our bank accounts, the prestige of our titles, and the abundance of our possessions. Yet as Epictetus reminds us, true wealth cannot be quantified by the trappings of external success. Instead, it resides in the depths of our souls, in our ability to maintain composure and spirit in the face of adversity, in our capacity to find meaning and fulfillment in the simple joys of life. The Stoics believed that true happiness stems from an inner state of contentment and peace, a state that is not contingent upon external factors such as wealth or status. It is a state of mind characterized by clarity of vision, serenity of spirit, and unwavering self-worth. Epictetus teaches us that by cultivating this inner wealth, we can navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience, unaffected by the fleeting whims of fortune and luck. Central to Epictetus's philosophy is the idea of living a life independent of luck, a life guided by clear awareness and steadfast resolve. In a world fraught with uncertainty and risk, it is easy to become ensnared by the illusion of luck, to pin our hopes and dreams on the capricious hand of fate. Yet true happiness lies not in the hands of fortune, but in the depths of our own souls. By nurturing a steadfast soul, unshaken by the storms of life, we can find true wealth and happiness within ourselves. We can embrace the challenges and adversities that come our way with courage and fortitude, knowing that our worth is not defined by external circumstances, but by the strength of our character and the depth of our inner peace. Epictetus's teachings remind us that the pursuit of external wealth and success is ultimately futile if it comes at the expense of our inner well-being. True happiness cannot be found in the accumulation of material possessions or the attainment of external accolades. Instead, it is found in the cultivation of a rich inner life, a life guided by wisdom, virtue, and inner peace. In today's fast-paced and materialistic world, it is all too easy to lose sight of what truly matters. We are bombarded with messages that equate success with wealth and happiness with external achievements. Yet, as Epictetus reminds us, true wealth and happiness are found within ourselves, in our ability to cultivate a steadfast soul, unshaken by the storms of life. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, let us heed Epictetus's wisdom and cultivate a sense of inner contentment and peace. Let us free ourselves from the shackles of external expectations and embrace the true wealth that lies within. In doing so, we can find true happiness and fulfillment, independent of the fleeting whims of fortune and luck. Principle 12. Two ears, one mouth. Epictetus's wise words echo through the corridors of time, reminding us of the profound importance of listening in our lives. We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. This simple yet profound maxim serves as a timeless reminder of the power of attentive listening in fostering knowledge, understanding, and empathy. In a world dominated by the clamor of voices vying for attention, the art of listening has become increasingly rare and undervalued. Yet, as Epictetus teaches us, true wisdom lies not in the words we speak, but in the insights we gain from listening to others. Every story, every opinion, carries within it a wealth of knowledge and experience waiting to be discovered. By listening attentively, we open ourselves up to a world of learning and growth, enriching our lives in ways we never thought possible. Listening is more than just a passive act of hearing. It is an active engagement with the thoughts, feelings, and experiences of others. It is a demonstration of respect and care, a gesture that shows we value the perspectives of those around us. When we listen attentively to others, we not only gain a deeper understanding of their thoughts and feelings, but also forge stronger connections based on mutual respect and empathy. Moreover, listening serves as an integral part of self-cultivation, a pathway to personal growth and development. By listening to different experiences and perspectives, we expand our horizons, challenge our assumptions, and broaden our understanding of the world. In doing so, we become more empathetic, compassionate, and open-minded individuals, better equipped to navigate the complexities of human relationships and society. Listening also plays a crucial role in fostering harmony and cooperation within our communities. By actively listening to the concerns and perspectives of others, we can avoid misunderstandings and unnecessary conflicts, paving the way for meaningful dialogue and collaboration. In a world rife with division and discord, the ability to listen empathetically and respectfully to others is more important than ever. As we strive to cultivate a culture of listening in our lives, let us not underestimate the profound impact it can have on our relationships, our communities, and our world. Let us heed Epictetus's wise counsel and strive to listen twice as much as we speak, opening our hearts and minds to the rich tapestry of human experience that surrounds us. Epictetus's timeless wisdom reminds us of the transformative power of listening in our lives. By listening attentively to others, we can gain valuable insights, foster empathy and understanding, and contribute to a stronger and more empathetic community. Let us embrace the lesson of listening more than speaking in life, and strive to cultivate a culture of attentive listening in our relationships and interactions. Principle 13. Do not cling to a single hope. Life is a magnificent tapestry woven from the threads of diversity and possibility. Each day presents us with a myriad of opportunities, challenges, and experiences, each contributing to the rich tapestry of our lives. Embracing this diversity is not only a source of joy and fulfillment, but also a powerful tool for navigating the complexities of life. When we open our hearts and souls to the vast array of possibilities that life offers, we free ourselves from the shackles of narrow-mindedness and limitation. Instead of fixating on a single dream or goal, we embrace the multiplicity of paths that lay before us, recognizing that true happiness and fulfillment can be found in many forms. Investing all our hope in a single dream can be a risky endeavor. While it may provide us with a sense of purpose and direction, it also leaves us vulnerable to profound disappointment if that dream is not realized. Failure, in this context, becomes not just a setback, but a crushing blow to our spirit and resilience. However, when we cultivate a spirit of flexibility and adaptability, we are better equipped to weather the storms of life with grace and resilience. Rather than confining ourselves to a single expectation, we learn to embrace the diversity of life and all it has to offer. We recognize that happiness can be found in unexpected places and that success can take many forms. By remaining open to the endless possibilities that life presents us, we open ourselves up to true freedom, the freedom to explore, grow, and evolve without fear of failure or judgment. Life, with all its richness and diversity, invites us to savor every moment, to relish in the beauty of the present, and to find meaning in each step of our journey. Whether we encounter triumph or adversity, joy or sorrow, each experience contributes to the mosaic of our lives, shaping us into the individuals we are meant to be. In embracing diversity, we embrace life itself, a vibrant tapestry of colors, textures, and experiences that enriches our souls and expands our horizons. We learn to celebrate the differences that make each of us unique and to find beauty in the complexity of the world around us. So let us embrace diversity with open arms, welcoming the myriad of possibilities that life has to offer. Let us cast aside the constraints of narrow-mindedness and limitation, and instead revel in the richness and diversity of the human experience. In doing so, we will discover a world of endless possibilities and find true freedom in the beauty of diversity. Principle 14. Make alliances with winning people. The wisdom encapsulated in the ancient adage, "You will be like the five closest friends of yours," resonates deeply with the profound impact that our social environments can have on our lives. Indeed, the company we keep plays a pivotal role in shaping our beliefs, attitudes, and aspirations. influencing the trajectory of our journey through life. Associating with individuals who have achieved success serves not only as a source of inspiration, but also as a catalyst for personal growth and development. By immersing ourselves in the company of those who have triumphed over adversity and realized their dreams, we gain valuable insights, perspectives, and strategies for overcoming our own challenges and achieving our goals. Their experiences become a guiding light, illuminating the path to success and empowering us to navigate the complexities of life with confidence and determination. Besides, surrounding ourselves with individuals who possess a winning spirit cultivates a mindset of excellence within us. Their unwavering commitment to excellence motivates us to push beyond our limits, to strive for greatness in all our endeavors. In their presence, we are inspired to broaden our horizons, expand our knowledge, and challenge ourselves to reach new heights of achievement. Their infectious enthusiasm and passion fuel our inner drive, propelling us forward on our journey toward personal and professional fulfillment. However, building relationships with winners is not merely about what we stand to gain. It is also about what we have to offer. True success is not measured solely by individual achievements, but by the collective progress of all involved. Thus, a strong and sustainable relationship is characterized by mutual support, collaboration, and shared growth. We must be willing not only to receive support from others, but also to extend a helping hand, to share our knowledge, experience, and resources for the benefit of all. In this dynamic exchange, both parties contribute to each other's success, fostering an environment of trust, reciprocity, and mutual empowerment. Together, we celebrate victories, navigate challenges, and inspire one another to reach new heights of excellence. It is through this synergy of effort and collaboration that we harness the collective power of our shared aspirations and aspirations, propelling us toward our shared vision of success. Moreover, surrounding ourselves with individuals who possess a winning spirit cultivates a mindset of excellence within us. Their unwavering commitment to excellence motivates us to push beyond our limits, to strive for greatness in all our endeavors. In their presence, we are inspired to broaden our horizons, expand our knowledge, and challenge ourselves to reach new heights of achievement. Their infectious enthusiasm and passion fuel our inner drive, propelling us forward on our journey toward personal and professional fulfillment. However, building relationships with winners is not merely about what we stand to gain. It is also about what we have to offer. True success is not measured solely by individual achievements, but by the collective progress of all involved. Thus, a strong and sustainable relationship is characterized by mutual support, collaboration, and shared growth. We must be willing not only to receive support from others, but also to extend a helping hand, to share our knowledge, experience, and resources for the benefit of all. In this dynamic exchange, both parties contribute to each other's success, fostering an environment of trust, reciprocity, and mutual empowerment. Together, we celebrate victories, navigate challenges, and inspire one another to reach new heights of excellence. It is through this synergy of effort and collaboration that we harness the collective power of our shared aspirations and aspirations, propelling us toward our shared vision of success. The wisdom of surrounding ourselves with individuals who have achieved success is both timeless and invaluable. By associating with winners, we not only gain access to their wealth of knowledge and experience, but also cultivate a mindset of excellence that propels us toward our own goals. Through mutual support, collaboration, and shared growth, we harness the collective power of our shared aspirations, embarking on a journey of success and fulfillment together. So let us seek out those who inspire us, challenge us, and elevate us to new heights, for in their company we will find the keys to unlocking our full potential and achieving our greatest aspirations. Rise together. Principle 15. True wealth lies in a contented spirit. Principle number 15 serves as a powerful reminder of today's materialistic world. It challenges the conventional notion of wealth and redirects our focus toward inner contentment and fulfillment. In a society where success is often equated with material possessions and social status, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. Principle number 15 prompts us to shift our perspective from external measures of wealth to the richness found within the soul. It highlights the importance of cultivating a contented soul, which serves as an unshakable fortress amidst the storms of life. This principle encourages us to find peace and fulfillment not in the accumulation of material possessions, but in the state of harmony and acceptance within ourselves. It invites us to appreciate the simple joys of life, such as meaningful relationships, personal growth, and the pursuit of excellence through self-improvement. By nurturing a contented soul, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also inspire those around us to reconsider their priorities and values. Our inner state of contentment radiates outward, influencing the lives of others and encouraging them to seek fulfillment beyond material wealth. As Epictetus famously said, "He's a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." This quote encapsulates the essence of this principle, emphasizing the importance of gratitude and appreciation for what we have rather than lamenting what we lack. In today's fast-paced and consumer-driven society, it's easy to become caught up in the pursuit of external success and validation. This principle reminds us to pause and reflect on the true sources of happiness and fulfillment in our lives. It encourages us to cultivate a sense of inner contentment and gratitude, recognizing that true wealth lies not in the abundance of possessions, but in the richness of the soul. As we embrace this principle and strive to nurture a contented soul, we create a ripple effect of positivity and inspiration in the world around us. Principle 16. Focus on your control. Imagine yourself on a ship navigating the vast expanse of the sea. You hold the helm, guiding the vessel through turbulent waters and calm seas alike. As you sail, you encounter storms, unpredictable weather, and towering waves that threaten to engulf your ship. In these moments, you realize that while you can control the direction of your journey, there are many factors beyond your control. This analogy reflects the essence of Principle 16. Stop worrying about what is out of your control. Just as a sailor cannot command the winds or calm the seas, we cannot dictate every aspect of our lives. There will always be external forces and circumstances beyond our influence. However, what we can control is our response to these challenges. When faced with adversity, it's natural to feel anxious or stressed. We may worry incessantly about the future, obsessing over things we cannot change. But dwelling on the uncontrollable only serves to heighten our anxiety and diminish our ability to cope effectively. It's like trying to hold back the tide with your bare hands, futile and exhausting. Instead of fixating on what we cannot control, this principle urges us to shift our focus inward. We have the power to control our thoughts, emotions, and actions. We can choose how we respond to adversity, whether with resilience, courage, or acceptance. By relinquishing our attachment to external outcomes, we free ourselves from the burden of stress and anxiety. In our own lives, we encounter storms of varying magnitudes, setbacks, challenges, and unexpected twists of fate. Rather than succumbing to despair or hopelessness, we can choose to adopt a stoic mindset. We can accept the inevitability of adversity while maintaining our inner composure and resolve. Principle 16 reminds us that while we cannot control the external circumstances of our lives, we can control how we perceive and respond to them. By focusing on what is within our power, our attitude, actions, and mindset, we reclaim agency over our lives. We become the masters of our fate, navigating the tumultuous waters of existence with grace and resilience. Principle 16 encourages us to embrace a philosophy of acceptance and equanimity. It teaches us to let go of the need to control everything and instead focus on what truly matters, living a meaningful and fulfilling life. By releasing our attachment to the uncontrollable, we open ourselves up to a profound sense of peace and freedom. We become the captains of our destiny, steering our ships with purpose and conviction, no matter what challenges lie ahead. Principle 17. Guilt is synonymous with the plague. Guilt, often seen as a weighty burden, has long plagued the minds and hearts of many. In a world where finger-pointing and blame-shifting are all too common, it's easy for ordinary individuals to succumb to the siren call of guilt. However, the wisdom of Epictetus shines through the fog of self-condemnation, offering a beacon of hope and liberation. The Stoic philosopher's words echo through the ages, challenging us to rethink our relationship with guilt. Rather than viewing it as an immutable force, Epictetus invites us to see guilt as a mere emotion, one that can be acknowledged, understood, and ultimately transcended. This paradigm shift is revolutionary, transforming guilt from a prison to a pathway for growth and self-discovery. At the heart of Epictetus's philosophy lies the concept of personal responsibility. He reminds us that true victory over guilt lies not in evasion or denial, but in courageous acceptance. By owning up to our mistakes and taking proactive steps to rectify them, we reclaim agency over our lives. This act of accountability is not a sign of weakness, but of strength, a testament to our resilience and integrity. However, the path to overcoming guilt is not without its challenges. In a world rife with scapegoating and avoidance, the allure of blame can be overwhelming. It's far easier to point fingers than to look inward and confront our own shortcomings. Yet, as Epictetus teaches us, the easy path is not always the right one. Resisting the temptation to blame requires a steadfast resolve and unwavering commitment to truth. It demands humility, courage, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves. Yet, for those who dare to tread this path, the rewards are immeasurable. Those who refuse to succumb to guilt's siren call demonstrate a rare blend of wisdom and sincerity. They understand that true growth and transformation can only occur through self-awareness and introspection. By embracing their flaws and imperfections, they pave the way for personal growth and enlightenment. In navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience, these individuals inspire others to do the same. They serve as beacons of hope and courage, showing us that guilt need not define us. Instead, it can be a catalyst for positive change and transformation. In the face of guilt, Epictetus offers us a powerful reminder. We have the power to choose our response. We can either allow guilt to consume us, or we can use it as fuel for growth and self-improvement. The choice is ours. As we journey through life, let us heed the wisdom of Epictetus and refuse to be bound by guilt's shackles. Let us embrace accountability, accept responsibility, and strive for a future filled with courage, integrity, and authenticity. By doing so, we can transcend guilt and unlock the true potential that lies within each of us. In life's tumultuous journey, we often find ourselves navigating through unexpected storms. Yet, true strength is not found in denying our emotions or pretending not to care. Instead, it lies in our ability to transform adversity into opportunity, as Epictetus's timeless principles remind us. These principles serve as guiding lights, illuminating our path through life's challenges. From embracing failure to embracing simplicity, They empower us to take control of our reactions and shape our destiny. They remind us that even in the darkest of times, we possess the power to find meaning and purpose. As these profound truths resonate within us, they awaken a sense of resilience and fortitude. They inspire us to face adversity with courage and determination, knowing that every obstacle is an opportunity for growth. Together, let us cultivate a world filled with positivity and resilience, drawing strength from the power within each of us.